Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks Podcast. This is episode 51, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. So the weekend is here. We've got the Traverse Stakes and some exciting stuff that's going on in the world of horse racing this weekend. Can't have enough excitement going on at all. Anything going on with you?
No, Dave, I just watched another Cubs walk-off home run, though. That was really incredible.
Forgot about that. Yep. Cubs are kicking in again.
Yeah. So,
we got some good sports this weekend to enjoy as well. But most importantly here is the races at Saratoga here. So we'll kick into that in just a second here. Make sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you'll find all the ways you can listen to us, and we have all your bases covered. Just click a link. You can listen to us. Be sure to join our Facebook group, and the link is there as well. You can join the conversation. Also, if you want to be able to listen to us on your Amazon Echo, you can ask Echo to play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn, and you'll be able to listen to our latest episode. Follow us on Twitter at OffTheChartsHR, as Steve may post any late day changes or maybe even some other picks he might find. We have over 15,000 downloads of our podcast. It's so exciting. And we're at episode 51. So episode 50, I think we had almost 500
Dave.
Times.
Yeah.
Almost 500 times in the last episode. So that's pretty exciting. So can't thank you enough for listening. So for this week, the agenda is we're going to review what happened last week. And we are not going to have a horse nugget segment this week because Steve has 7 races to handicap here at Saratoga. And they're all the high grade races, including the Travers. So let's go ahead and kick right in and review last week.
Yeah, Dave. So there's not a whole lot from last week. Five stakes races handicapped. Wound up with 2 top 3 pick winners, and one of those top 3 pick winners did pay $16. We also did have an exact the box winner with our top selections, and we did have 1 top 2 pick winner. But since what we've been tracking most of all here is top 2 pick winners. We just had 1 top 2 pick winner in 5 stakes races. So overall now, Dave, we've handicapped 266 stakes races. We've had 119 top 2 pick winners, and it still keeps us at 45%. So not as good as we like it to be last week, but, a couple of our top 3 pick horses did perform. And as I said, one of them was a nice payoff at $16. So,
But you got a lot more races coming up this week. So why don't we just kick right into it? Because that's a lot of racing I got to cover here. Got all graded stakes races this week. It's a big weekend at Saratoga Saturday. That's the highlights, the Traverse Stakes. And you got races 6 through 12. I'll call out all the pick 3s, pick 4s, pick 5s that are available during that time, if they're available. And we'll just get right into it. We'll start with the 6th race. Sixth race is 7 furlongs. It's a grade 1. It's the H. Allen Jurgens. And it's a grade 1, like as I said. It's $500,000, and it's for 3-year-olds. So let's start with your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So like as usual, when we're going to go through a lot of races, there's just going to be a comment or two and not a whole lot of depth like I usually do. So I'm going to make our top selection in this 6th race at Saratoga Saturday, the 6 horse. The 6 horse is Gadoo. Todd Pletcher trains Johnny Velasquez as the jockey, 10-1 in the morning line. This horse has raced his entire career on the turf and is now going turf to dirt.
Yep.
I do like that workout on July 27th there at Saratoga, that 1 out of 60, first out of 60, that 4 furlongs and 47.3. That's a really nice workout. Tells me this horse may perform well on a dirt track as well. Pletcher is really good statistically when he makes these moves with horses from turf to dirt and from route to sprint. So we get this horse second off kind of a layoff here, showing speed the last time out in on a yielding turf course. And I like 10-1 here, and I like the bullet work on the dirt. So let's make the 6 horse Gadoo our top selection in the 6th race. Our second selection, we're going to go to the rail with the morning line favorite, Promises Fulfilled. Dale Romans trains Louis Size jockey, 8-5 in the morning line. big jump in buyer speed figure the last time out. They produced that 108 buyer speed figure, which is clearly its top, his top buyer speed figure in his career. You know, these are the kind of horses that have potential to bounce off those kinds of efforts. So, 8-5, a little too rich for me to put as our top selection, but certainly the kind of horse that could get on the lead and never look back. So let's make the one horse promises fulfilled our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, we're going to go to the two-horse Telekinesis. Mark Cassie trains. Javier Castellanos, the jockey. This horse is 20-1 in the morning line. I do have circled this horse was purchased for $470,000. You can see that there's a number of bullet works coming into this race. Castellano's been on this horse one time before and finished second in the Lexington to my boy Jack. Cassie gave this horse a little bit of a laugh. Looks like this horse is training really well right now. And nobody's riding better than Castellano right now out at Saratoga. So we're going to make the two-horse Telekinesis our third and final selection in the sixth race, Dave. So to summarize, Saratoga race six on Saturday, our selections are 6-1-2.
Okay, and I forgot to mention that's the first leg of a pick three. So now we kick into the seventh race, and the seventh race is a mile and an eighth. It's a grade one. It's the Personal Enzyme, and it's a purse of $700,000 for filly and mares, three-year-olds on upward. And this is also a start of another pick three. It's also a pick five, but you have to live in New York, unfortunately, to play that pick five, right, Steve?
Yeah, if it's is it the NYRA pick five? You have to live in New York. Yeah.
So that's kind of a shame, but that's the way it goes. So
yep.
Go ahead and give us your picks.
So my top selection in the seventh race, Dave, is going to be the six-horse Elate. Elate is trained by Bill Mott. Jose Ortiz, the jockey, 7-5 in the morning line. This horse has a nice record at Saratoga. Two starts on the Saratoga dirt track, has won once, finished second the other time. This horse is second off a layoff. And I know that we've made this horse our top selection in a number of races. This is a really nice racehorse. Let's make the six Elate our top selection in the seventh race. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the four horse. The four horse is Wildcat. Wildcat's trade by Chad Brown. John Velasquez, the jockey, 4-1 in the morning line. We get second North American start with a horse that produced an 89 buyer speed figure at Saratoga the first time on the racetrack. So there's obviously some room and some upside there for improvement with this horse. So let's make the four horse Wildcat our second selection in the seventh. And then our third and final selection, let's go to the rail and pick Abel Tasman. Baffert trains, Smitty's the jockey, 6-5 in the morning line. This horse draws the inside, and if he doesn't show, she doesn't show speed coming out of the gate, could get kind of buried in along the rail. I don't really like this post position too well at these mile and eighth races at Saratoga. That turn comes up pretty quick, and if there's some speed leaving from the outside, this real horse could really get stuck on the rail. So, but 6-5 in the morning line, I want to make sure we put this in our pick three wager. So let's make the one horse Abel Tasman our third and final selection, Dave. So to summarize, the seventh race at Saratoga on Saturday, our selections are going to be 6, 4, and 1.
All right. And we'll move to the eighth race. Eighth race is 7 furlongs. It's another grade one. It's the Kettle One Ballerina. It's a purse of $500,000 for filly and mares, 3-year-olds and upward. Let's get your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So in this race, I am going to make Baffert's horse our top selection. So let's take the 7 horse, Marley's Freedom, trained by Bob Baffert, Mike Smith, the jockey, 5-2 in the morning line. I've got underlined the race that Smith was on this horse when this horse won, producing that buyer of 88 at Del Mar. This horse looks like it can produce a sub-12-second eighth of a mile, which I like. Looks like it's training really well. It's a nice workout there, that last workout at Del Mar. Baffert does pretty good when he ships horses out east from the West Coast. I think we get a nice advantageous outside post position where Smith can kind of decide what his strategy is going to be based on what the horses inside of him are going to do. Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 5 horse. The 5 is Finley's Lucky Charm. Brett Calhoun trains. BJ Hernandez, the jockey, 3-1 the morning line. This horse did produce a 104 buyer speed figure the last time out, which is a lifetime mark. A little bit concerned about the bounce factor here, but we do get second off a layoff. This horse is an absolute winner, Dave. 17 lifetime starts, 11 wins. That's an incredible winning percentage. This horse gives a good effort every time out. The other thing is this horse can string wins together, which, you know, when a horse won its last start, I'd like to see that a horse can string multiple wins back to back if necessary. So I need to put the five in here with one of my top and favorite jockeys. Finley's Lucky Charm is our second selection in this eighth race. And then our third and final selection, we're going to go to the outside, going to make a nice long shot. Our third and final selection, Dave, the eight horse Union Strike. Steve Asmussen trains Ricardo Santana's the jockey, 15-1 the morning line. This horse just moved into Asmussen's barn from Mick Rui's barn. Rui's is a 4% trainer, now moving to a high percentage trainer. You can see by the some of the work outlines there, usually Asmussen trains his horses pretty evenly and pretty slow, yet he's got a 2 out of 23 there on August 13th. So this horse looks like it might be getting set up to run a big race here. Certainly a purchase for the right price and one of my favorite sires in Union Rag. So let's make the 8-horse Union Strike our third and final selection in this 8th race, Dave. So to summarize Saratoga's 8th race on Saturday, our selections are going to be 7, 5, and 8.
All right, and the 8th race is a pick 4 as well. So we go move down to the ninth race. Ninth race is 7 furlongs, another grade 1. It's the 4 Go with $600,000 for 3-year-olds and upward. And this is also a pick 3, this race, to start as well. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, this is an incredibly competitive race. There's probably 5 or 6 horses in here that you could make a case for being a top selection. I spent a lot of time looking at this one, and I finally just settled on the 3-horse Whitmore. Whitmore's trained by Ron Moquette. Ricardo Santana's the jockey. 4-1 in the morning line. I don't know that there's a horse that tries harder as far as horses in this race. 21 lifetime starts, 10 wins, 5 seconds, and 2/3. So 17 times out of 21 lifetime starts, this horse is in the money, and even the horses races where this horse doesn't win, these are necks and noses that he's losing by. So a nice little layoff there. Moquette's having a nice meet out at Saratoga, and I know that this horse is going to be right there, Dave. So let's make the 3-horse Whitmore our top selection. Our second selection, going to play a little bit of a price play here, Dave. Let's take the 2-horse Awesome Slew. Mark Cassie trains John Velasquez the jockey, 10-1 in the morning line. This horse is a beaten favorite. Last time out, has produced multiple triple digit buyer speed figures, and Cassie and Velasquez are 22% when they team up together. I got a feeling based on that last workout, we're going to see an improved performance from this horse off a short layoff. So let's make the 2-horse Awesome Slew our second selection in this 9th race. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 8-horse. The 8-horse is City of Light. Michael McCarthy trains. Irad Ortiz is the jockey. 9-5 in the morning line. 5 bullet workouts in a row there at Del Mar. Though this race isn't at Del Mar. So it'll be interesting to see how this horse ships from California. McCarthy is 24% though in graded stakes races, so he's not making a whole lot of mistakes in placing his horses. I also have noted here, Dave, this horse was the favorite against Accelerate in the Gold Cup there at Santa Anita, and we know how well Accelerate has been racing. So, the question mark for me is the how this horse ship, but I would not want to not have the 8-horse in our pick 4. So let's make 8 City of Light our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, the 9th race at Saratoga on Saturday, our selections are 3, 2, 8.
All right, we move on to the 10th race. The 10th race is a mile and a half, nice long distance here on the inner turf. It's a grade 1. It's the Sword Dancer. $1 million is the purse for 3-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so I'm going to make the 6-horse Bigger Picture. My top selection, Mike Maker trains. Ortiz is the jockey, 8-1 in the morning line. We've got a horse that's third off the layoff with a trainer that excels with long distance routers on the turf. So this just makes sense to me, and we get 8-1 in the morning line. So I'm going to make the 6-horse Bigger Picture our top selection.
That's IRAD, Ortiz, right?
It is IRAD, yeah. Sorry. I in my notes here, I have, I use a marker on my form, and I've got a line right through, and I couldn't see whether that was Jose or IRAD. But
Jose ran it, rode him last time.
Yeah, so if it's clear to you, that's good. My second selection is one of my all-time favorites. Let's make the 10-horse Saddler's Joy.
Yes.
Our second selection, Tom Albertrani trains Javier Castellanos, the jockey, 7-2 in the morning line. His horse likes the Saratoga track, second off a layoff. Wound up on a soft turf course at Saratoga last time. Probably will like the firmer footing, assuming it's going to be firm at Saratoga tomorrow. I got to leave Saddler's Joy in my selections here, Dave, as you know. So we're going to make the 10-horse Saddler's Joy our second selection. Look for Castellano to be coming late. And our third and final selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 4-horse. The 4-horse is High Happy. Pletcher trains Johnny V's the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. This horse is second off a layoff. Was the beaten favorite against many of the horses that are in this race. May not have liked the soft turf course last time. At Saratoga, but certainly can produce a triple-digit buyer speed figure when needed. And also, like many of the horses in this race, is an absolute winner, 15 lifetime starts and 8 wins. So let's make High Happy our third and final selection, Dave. So to summarize, race 10, Saratoga on Saturday, our selections are going to be 6, 10, 4.
All right, we move on to the 11th race, the big race of the day. It's a mile and a quarter. It's a grade one. It's the Travers Stakes. It's a purse of $1.2 million, 3-year-olds. And I just had this feeling I knew you were going to pick this horse in this race. And
Have to, Dave.
Yeah. I just knew it, and I'm glad you did. And give us your picks.
So my top selection, Dave, is going to be Mendelsohn. Aiden O'Brien trains. Ryan Moore is the jockey. This horse, we're going to get 12-1 on the morning line. Clearly, this horse needed that start at the Dwyer. Got pressed early on a relatively quick pace as a beaten favorite. A lot of people down on this horse. I'm not one of them.
It's a monster.
So we'll see. $3 million purchase. Aiden O'Brien, one of the top trainers in the world. After Mendelsohn wins this race, you're never going to see 12-1 again. So if there's a time to jump on board the Mendelsohn train, this would might be the time. I'm not going to let this horse win and not have it be my top selection. So I'm going to make the 8-horse Mendelsohn my top selection. My second selection in this race is going to be the 11 Catholic Boy. Catholic Boy has done little wrong in his career. 5 wins out of 8 starts, has won on both the dirt and the turf. Pretty versatile kind of horse. Nice work out there on August 6th. And this horse is 30, and this trainer's 33% when he goes turf to dirt, which is exactly what Catholic Boy is doing in this race. So let's make the 11 horse Catholic Boy our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, let's go to the 3-horse. Let's go to the three Gronkowski. I don't know how big a fan I am. I do know that I'm a fan. I do know that I'm a fan of second North American start, and that's what this horse is doing. I'm also a fan, obviously, of Chad Brown in big races at Saratoga. Joel Rosario's the jockey. So, the morning line looks a little too rich at 4-1. People pretty impressed with the close this horse showed at the Belmont. And certainly there's, it's logical this horse would improve off that last start. So let's make the 3-horse Dave Gronkowski our third and final selection in this 11th race, the Travers, on Saturday at Saratoga. So to summarize, Dave, our selections are going to be race 11 on Saturday, 8, 11, and 3.
All right, and we'll go to the last race of your list here of seven races. This is the 12th race, and this is a mile and a 16th on the turf. It's a grade two. It's the Woodford Reserve Ballston Spa. $400,000 for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and upward. Go ahead and get your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection in this race is going to be the four-horse. The four-horse is Hawksmoor. Arnett Delacroix is the trainer. Javier Castellanos, the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. This was horse showed speed and fade last time. The most significant change here is the change from very patient riding on aggressive Julian Le Perroux to a good speed jockey who can rate him on the front end and walk the dog. And I think that's exactly what Javier is going to do in this race. So let's make the four horse Hawksmoor our top selection in this 12th race. Our second selection, Dave, we're going to go to the rail. We're going to go to the one horse, a Raving Beauty. Chad Brown trains. Irad Ortiz is the jockey. 7-5 in the morning line. This horse is second off a short layoff, has three bullet workouts on the turf course at Saratoga. I have picked this horse a couple times, as you know. So this is kind of a comebacker for me, though. 7-5 appears to be a bit rich in this field. My third and final selection, Dave, and this was a crapshoot in picking the third horse. The handicappers listening could probably, you know, pick four or five horses that I was considering for our third pick. But I'm going to make the five-horse Kadura our third and final selection. Chad Brown trains. Jose Ortiz is the jockey, 4-1 in the morning line. We get second off a layoff. This horse has made a barden change from Motion, who's a good trainer, good turf trainer, to Chad Brown. This horse was speed and fade last time on a yielding turf course, beaten favored as part of an entry. Has a pretty nice workout there on August 17th on the Saratoga turf track. So there's definitely some upside here, some room for improvement with a lightly raced horse. So we're going to make the five-horse Kadura our third and final selection, Dave. Right. So to summarize, Saratoga's 12th race on Saturday, our selections are going to be 4, 1, 5.
All right. You got a lot of great races to pick from there. So this is our 1 year anniversary. I cannot believe it. One year ago this week, we did episode one. We called it Duck on Horse Racing. We did, the Traverse Stakes was the first big race of our endeavor here with this podcast. And yes, it's been 1 year. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it, Dave. And, yes. You know, I thought we would do a few of these and,
yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting that we, along the course of the way, you know, we've gotten a couple of really nice bumps in listenership. And I can remember when we got the first time we did a podcast that had 100 downloads. I was really
excited,
really excited. And, you know, and then we got kind of to some of the bigger Triple Crown races in the middle of the year. And we were, you know, we were traveling around 600, 700, 800 downloads of podcasts. And we've kind of settled in the 400 to 500 a week range now, which is fantastic. The fact that that many people are interested in what we have to say about stakes races on Saturday is just it's been a lot of fun. And and as you said, you know, going into next week, you know, we'll probably have a couple of announcements. And yes, you know, you and I have had a chance to kind of reflect on all of this over the course of the last year. And, you know, we've got some ideas and some thoughts and, you know, probably going to roll some of that out and at least talk about it with the listeners.
Yeah, we will. And stay tuned for that. And yeah, I went back and listened to episode one because you can listen to all our episodes out there. And it just, you kind of laugh and say, God, I did it that way. But
yeah,
we've really come a long way the way this show is arranged, and we try to mix in some discussions and chatter as well as the picks. But that's what makes it fun. And I can't say enough of how much I've enjoyed doing this with you.
Yeah, it's been a blast. It's been a real blast. Yeah,
we're gonna keep doing it.
We are.
So, all right, so let's wrap it up. Again, go to our website, offthechartshorseracing.com, and you know how to listen to us. Click the links and an episode will be posted there. Twitter at Off the Charts HR. There will be any updates, race changes, or any other picks that's out there. If you want to send us email, please send us an email. Our email address is questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. And any other closing comments before we wrap it up?
No, Dave, it's going to be a great day of racing at Saratoga tomorrow. Hopefully the weather cooperates.
I don't know. Did we look at the weather yet? Because it was rain here, so I'm sure it's on its way to New York. So
I'm sure it is too. But certainly, Saratoga deserves to have a decent day after so many bad days in a row out there, Dave. I'm taking a really quick look right now just to see what's going on. New York, the city itself is sunny today. And it looks like pretty clear. Looks like it's going to be pretty clear weather all the way through the state tomorrow. Good. Hopefully, it'll be a good card.
All right. And we appreciate it. Thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.